Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will it be landmark status for a vacant house near one of the most talked about redevelopment projects in Buffalo? We have a live interview on that topic coming up in just a moment. And Tesla and Panasonic will end their partnership in producing solar cells at the Gigafactory in Buffalo. Those are the three things you need to know now.
WBEN News Time 8:53. We're talking about a vacant house near the Elmwood Commons, a proposed development in Buffalo, the site of the old Buffalo Children's Hospital. And joining us this morning is Tim Thielman, director of the Campaign for Greater Buffalo History, Architecture, and Culture. This vacant house, Tim, the subject of a preservation board meeting yesterday. Why is this house so important to save, in your opinion?
Well, it was designed by one of Buffalo's most prominent architects, Albert Shelmo, and it's possibly the first house he designed in 1907. He went on to design the building, Blessed Trinity Church, which was the very first City of Buffalo designated landmark back in 1973 when we got our preservation ordinance. So he's a significant architect. The building is an extraordinarily rare Flemish Revival house, which was a style peculiar to New York State because it was a Dutch colony, and we are undergoing a 300-year anniversary of the establishment of New Netherland. And it has a long history of interesting inhabitants, including the very last owner was the artist Rodney Taylor, who unfortunately died in December, but he is the subject of the very first show at the new Albright Knox Art Gallery on Northland Avenue. So, a significant house. We were happy that the Preservation Board approved it. But just this morning, in fact, within the last 20 minutes, I received some disturbing and distressing news about this. The Nick Sinatra, the owner of the property, was in City Hall yesterday demanding a demolition permit. He was sent away, but he vowed to come back this morning with an attorney for the permit. And the Brown administration has said it will issue the permit to demolish the building.
What exactly has been at that house? It's vacant right now. What's been going on there recently?
Well, the reason it's been vacant is because the house was bought by Kaleida, you know, over 10 years ago with the intent to demolish it for a parking lot. They, of course, in the interim, have moved to the medical campus, and so it's been in the hands of two development companies, and Sinatra Development has had the property for, it could be 8 years, and has done nothing with it, no maintenance whatsoever. So the vacancy is due to the developers leaving it abandoned. It didn't happen naturally.
If something was so important, though, I mean, shouldn't people have been making a big deal about this back when it was originally acquired by Kaleida, or maybe when the transfer happened from Kaleida to Sinatra? Why only now, when it comes time to knock it down, does people say, oh, no, wait, that's actually important?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, in fact, Kaleida did come to the Preservation Board, and the Preservation Board over 10 years ago denied their application to demolish it, and they decided it wasn't worth fighting. And I should add that the it is up to a property owner, if they want to demolish something, to apply for a demolition permit, and that is when the review process gets underway. The city has a process. All buildings that have a demolition permit request are sent to the preservation board, step one. That step one happened just in January. So, you know, that is on Sinatra Development. You know, if this was the case, why didn't they apply 2 years ago? So Sinatra Development only applied in January after the – I don't know what the decision-making is, but it's on them.
Well, where does this go from here if you say the Brown administration is going to issue a permit for demolition?
Well, obviously, we'd have to take every court action available to us. We think the Brown administration is dead wrong on this policy. And, of course, you know, the policy they're hanging their hat on is just a kind of an invention that they have to give someone a demo permit within 30 days, come hell or high water. The preservation process itself, in statute right now, it's going to take 45 days with the required public hearing notices, things like that, in the Common Council, in the Preservation Board. So you have, by statute, the Preservation Board is charged with protecting for the public good historic structures and investigating them if a demolition permit, you know, is filed. It's doing its job. The Common Council would be doing its job. It can't legally be done in this absurd 30-day policy that the Brown administration says it is forced to adhere to. That's crazy. You have two contradictory time frames there, and the public is not going to be heard from on this. The building, if the Brown administration has its way, could be demolished before the Common Council public hearing on it.
Well, in your ideal world, say this building is saved and there's still going to be that big development going on around it, the Elmwood Crossing, all surrounding this home. What exactly happens to this house?
So, well, there are a multiplicity of possibilities. One is that Sinatra and Palladino's Development Company, Ellicott Development, restore these houses and have them rendered habitable again as they were before it got caught up in this development swirl. Or they could sell it, and there are any number of people who have come forward to me and others over the past month. Geez, I'd love to take that house on, people who have familiarity with restoration of historic property. So there's demand out there. It's a beautiful house to the extent that I can peek in the windows. The woodwork is intact, fantastic. It's a rare house. Now with ongoing research, we find out this amazing pedigree, the backstories of the architect, the mason, the inhabitants. It's a very interesting house and certainly a public heritage resource. And that's what we're building, you know, Buffalo's reputation on, restoring historic buildings, heritage tourism. So these are all things that all reasons to preserve this house.
All right. And you're going to go to court if necessary to stop it.
There is no question, but citizens and the public shouldn't have to work this hard. It's an administrative decision by the Brown administration. Mayor Brown could simply say, no, you're not getting your demolition permit. We've got to let this public process work out.
Tim, thanks for the time this morning. Tim Thielman joining us live. He is with the Greater Buffalo Coalition of Architecture and Culture.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.